Concours ECRICOM 2014, épreuve orale de langue anglaise, texte numéro 7. Privacy may be an anomaly. One of the original architects of the internet, today Google's chief internet evangelist, Vinton Cerf, wants to remind us that privacy is a relatively new concept. Privacy is something which has emerged out of the urban boom coming from the Industrial Revolution. Privacy may actually be an anomaly, he told a gathering of the Federal Trade Commission. And looking back at history, he is mostly right. In Rome, bathrooms were public. Evidence suggests people chatted while relieving themselves in open multi-toilet rooms. Those who could afford to build houses with internal walls still chose to put their private lives on display. Ostentatious displays of one's wealth to the world with an open house was a status symbol. Up until the 19th century, most houses had few or no internal walls. Bathing was a public act. For most of the post-Roman era, the very concept of solitude was limited to clergy, who dedicated their lives to private worship. Intercourse, birth, death, just about every aspect of the life cycle plays out with some sort of audience. The invention of the bedchamber really didn't become popular among the European wealthy until around the 1600s. The few medieval aristocrats who could afford a bed still used to sleep with house guests and servants on extra-large mattresses. Information privacy is a new concept too. The right to privacy was not coined until 1890 by future Chief Justice Louis Brandeis. It would not be recognized by the Supreme Court until the landmark 1967 case Katz versus the United States. In some ways, informational privacy isn't a concern until the modern age, because few people had the technology or know-how to write anything down. Of course, one could argue that the invention of privacy is just a natural evolution of social advancement, like democracy or medicine. Cerf's comments have gotten pickup due to increased scrutiny of Google's ad targeting policies and Glass Project. Governments around the world want to rein in Google's ambitious mission to organize the world's information. Regardless of the law, Cerf's point was that transparency is something we're going to have to live through. It's quite difficult to find technological solutions to privacy. Savvy data scientists are getting increasingly clever at identifying individuals from anonymous datasets. Even if an individual chooses to keep information private, it's getting easier to ID someone's tastes, gender, and sexual orientation from the public activity of their share happy friends. The more sustainable solution may be to rekindle the social norms we had around tolerance. Knowing everything about everyone else isn't the end of the world. It can be beneficial. We often suffer alone unnecessarily.